Two Crowded Hours is one of the earliest and least documented works associated with acclaimed British filmmaker Michael Powell. Released in 1931, the film is now considered lost, with no known surviving copies or production materials beyond a few sparse references. Despite its obscurity, it holds a small but intriguing place in early British cinema as part of the quota-quickie era that shaped Powell's early career. This is Land of the Lost, Two Crowded Hours. The film was produced by Warner Brothers First National in the United Kingdom, a company then operating under the British quota system that required studios to produce a certain number of domestic films. These productions were often made quickly and cheaply to fulfill legal obligations rather than artistic ambitions. Two Crowded Hours was one such project, shot at Teddington Studios with a modest budget and little publicity. Yet for Powell, who would later direct masterpieces like The Red Shoes and A Matter of Life and Death, these early films provided invaluable experience. Starring John Longdon, who was known for his work with Alfred Hitchcock, and Jane Welsh, the film reportedly told a briskly paced crime story involving a falsely accused man and a frantic race against time to clear his name. The title itself, Two Crowded Hours, reflected the compressed tension and urgency of the plot, typical of low-budget thrillers from the era. Details about its cinematography, music, or critical reception are virtually non-existent, and even promotional materials are rare. What remains are only brief mentions in trade publications, and a few notes in Powell's own reflections on his apprenticeship years. The loss of Two Crowded Hours is emblematic of how fragile early sound-era cinema could be. Many quota quickies were never archived, and prints were often discarded after their limited runs. Powell himself would later look back on this period as an essential training ground, where he learned the mechanics of storytelling and filmmaking under immense time and resource constraints. Though he rarely spoke in depth about Two Crowded Hours specifically, its absence underscores the missing chapters in the evolution of one of Britain's greatest directors. Today, the film survives only in name and reputation, a ghost from the dawn of British talkies. Its disappearance reminds us that for every celebrated classic, there are countless forgotten works that once filled theaters, briefly flickering across screens before vanishing entirely. Two Crowded Hours may be lost, but as a relic of Powell's formative years, it remains a tantalizing mystery from the shadows of cinema history.